Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, July 16th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline,
Trump's EPA flags a problem with offshore wind permit issued by Maryland. Federal officials are calling on Maryland to reissue a permit for a wind farm off the Ocean City coast due to an error in the original document. The U.S. EPA flagged an issue with the appeal process for the construction permit awarded to U.S. Wind. EPA Administrator Amy Van Blarkum-Lackey stated that any appeal should be filed with the EPA's Environmental Appeals Board, not state courts. Failure to correct this error could invalidate the permit. Maryland Department of the Environment is reviewing the letter and ensuring transparency in permit processes. U.S. Wind is confident in the validity of their permits. The permit in question found no violations of air pollution control regulations, a crucial step for the offshore wind project.
State roundup. ICE arrests have doubled. EPA says offshore wind permit invalid. State struggles with climate goals. ICE arrests in Maryland have doubled under President Donald Trump's campaign to deport immigrants, with federal agents raiding work sites and removing individuals. Offshore wind project off Ocean City faces setback as EPA deems state's air quality permit invalid. Maryland struggles to meet ambitious climate goals, aiming for 60% emission reduction by 2031. Governor Wes Moore appoints Ed Rothstein to lead Department of Veterans and Military Families. Maryland joins 24 states in lawsuit against Trump administration over frozen education funds. Supreme Court allows Trump to cut U.S. Education Department personnel. Baltimore County's Inspector General selection process disrupted by Baltimore County Executive Klaus Meyer. Maryland Democrats join calls to release Jeffrey Epstein files. Congressman Jamie Raskin advocates for free speech. Baltimore's federal delegation highlights city's progress despite potential disruptions from Trump administration. Opinion criticizes Senator Chris Van Hollen's opposition to FBI HQ move. Ben Jealous on leave from Sierra Club Post amid management criticism.
New book reveals China's global espionage operations. National security expert Nicholas Eftimiades has released the second edition of his book, Chinese Espionage: Operations and Tactics. This detailed analysis of China's global intelligence operations is based on over 855 documented cases. Eftimiades exposes how the Chinese Communist Party conducts economic espionage, covert influence, cyber theft, and trade secret theft, posing a significant challenge to U.S. security and business interests. The book is recommended for intelligence analysts, corporate security directors, and policymakers by William Evanina, former director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. Eftimiades, a 35-year U.S. intelligence veteran and homeland security professor at Penn State, provides insights on countering China's espionage strategy. Shinobi Enterprises, LLC, the world's first company dedicated to countering China's espionage, has trained over 1,000 counterintelligence officers and analysts, along with private industry insider threat and security professionals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.